This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie.
Next time you're looking for a good deal on farm equipment, be sure to get a good deal on the financing, too. You can by asking for Ag Direct financing at your ag equipment dealer. Along with attractive financing rates, Ag Direct offers farm-friendly financing terms, including financing from 2 to 7 years and delayed payments for up to a year. Ag Direct also features easy applications, fast credit decisions, and is offered through Farm Credit Services of Illinois, people who understand agriculture. See for yourself. When you want to buy, lease, or refinance farm equipment, ask your dealer for Ag Direct financing. Subject to approval, restrictions may apply. Get a good deal on farm equipment financing with Ag Direct, available only at your ag equipment dealer. Check our competitive interest rates at agdirect.com. Ask your dealer for simple, fast, and flexible financing. Ask for Ag Direct.
Michelle's Pharmacy has lift chairs from Golden Technologies. With 6 series and dozens of models to choose from, you'll find the right combination of size, weight capacity, options, and accessories for you. Every Golden lift chair is handcrafted, backed by the industry's best warranty, and provides the smoothest, quietest, and most secure lifting system. Get yours today at Michelle's Pharmacy. They're on sale this month. $50 off, and Michelle's will bill Medicare for you. Michelle's Pharmacy, where delivery to your home or office is always free.
Hi, this is Alan Kasten, Illinois Farm Bureau Young Leader Representative for District 14. Have you ever noticed the bright orange reflective triangle on the back of all farm equipment? It's called a slow-moving vehicle emblem, or SMV emblem, and it is there for safety. If you're concerned about rural safety, join and support Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means safety.
11 minutes after 6, now with part one of the Morning Farm Show, we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thanks, Randy. Here are your closing prices on the Chicago Board of Trade. July corn was $6.68.5, up 13.5. September corn, $5.78.75, up 7. December corn, $5.38.5, up 5.5. July soybeans are $15.12.5, down 4. August soybeans, $14.35.25, up 1.25. November soybeans, $12.79.25, down 22.75. July wheat was $6.80.5, down 1/4. September wheat, $6.87.75, down 1. Now time for the cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois country grain prices did end mixed on Monday afternoon. Corn futures ended higher, supported by strong cash basis levels and an increase in export interest. Monday's crop condition report from the National Ag Statistics Service indicated that U.S. farmers had now planted 85% of their soybean crop, compared to 71% last week and 91% for the 5-year average. Illinois producers made great progress, reaching 90% complete, to compare to 62% last week and 87% for the 5-year average. In northern and western Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids mostly 13 to 14 higher at 697 to 718. Soybean bids were mostly 2 to 4 cents lower at 1508 to 1519. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids 13 to 14 cents stronger at 691 to 708, and soybean bids were up 1 to 5 cents at 1535 to 1550. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids gained 13 to 14 cents at 694 to 719, soybean bids dropped 2 to 4 cents at 1528 to 1561, and the wheat bids steady to 4 cents lower at 661 to 680. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids ended mixed at 1562 to 1577. Bases ended steady to 5 cents stronger, range from 50 to 65 over July. High Pro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered in a range of 481.10 to 494.10. That was $1.60 per ton lower. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids gained 15 to 20 cents at 710 to 730, with basis up 2 to 7 cents at 42 to 62 over July. Illinois river barge loading elevators quarter producer corn bids 18 to 22 cents stronger at 718 to 728, basis gained 5 to 9 cents at 50 to 60 over July. Soybeans down 4 to 6 cents at 1541 to 1544. Excuse me, with basis steady to 2 cents lower at 29 to 32 over July. And wheat prices steady to 3 cents lower on Monday, range from 669 to 680, with basis steady to 3 cents lower at 11 under to option July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 3 to 17 cents stronger at 703 to 737. These same elevators place their soybean prices mixed, ranging from 1547 to 1557. Soft red winter wheat dropped 10 cents at 689 to 690, while the Milo gained 13 cents at 687 to 688. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country elevator bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from 505 up to 524. New crop soybean bids at 1247 to 1266. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from 503 up to 5 and a quarter, with new crop soybeans range from 1255 to 1277. And in the southern part of the state, new crop corn bids range from 510 up to 525. New crop soybean bids 1261 to 1286. That completes our grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Here are the closing prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. June live cattle were 119.82, up 82 cents. August live cattle, 119.25, up 92 cents. December live cattle, 124.30, up 72 cents. August feeder cattle were 144.52, up $1.12. September feeder cattle, 147, up 77 cents. November feeder cattle, 150.55, up 75 cents. June lean hogs were 197.95, down 7 cents. July lean hogs were 96.65, down 10 cents. December lean hogs, 81.97, up 32 cents. Now time for the cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture with the afternoon livestock report. Starting with the Eastern Corn Belt Hog Report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded $1.27 lower in a range of $90 to $105 with a weighted average carcass price of $99.43. From the Illinois Direct Sow Report, slaughter sows traded $2 to $4 higher with good demand for light offerings. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows weighing under 400 pounds traded at $48 to $54. 4 to 5 weights traded at $49 to $58. 5 to 550 at $53 to $60. And over 550 pounds at $57 to $62. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at the country buying points traded mostly $1 to $2 lower, with light to moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $67 to $70, with few at $72. Receipts for Illinois hogs have totaled 9,283 head. In the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers on a live basis traded at $122. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts was established with 237 loads. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $104.82, which was 50 cents higher. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $201.19, which was $1.66 higher, with select carcasses at $184.03, which was 24 cents higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 123,000, compared to 124,000 for last week and 128,000 for 1 year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 391,000 compared to 391,000 for last week and 391,000 for 1 year ago. That concludes our livestock report. This is Megan Rothy with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Now time for your cash grain bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, $7.14. Corn delivered to Greenfield for July, $7.14. Corn delivered to Scottsville in June, $7.06. In July, $7.06. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottsville in June were $15.30. For July, $15.17. Wheat delivered to Scottsville in June, $6.60. Once again, the prices are corn at Greenfield is $7.14, corn at Scottsville is $7.06, beans at Greenfield or Scottsville are $15.30, and wheat at Scottsville is $6.60. That's all we have for part one of today's Morning Farm Show. Stay tuned for part two.
Thank you, Angela. It is 6:19 on this Tuesday morning. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
You only get one chance to leave your mark on the land you love. Your farm is your life. The choices you make, the seed you plant, will all affect the legacy you pass down to future generations. So choose a brand with a legacy all their own, FS High Soy. The first proprietary soybean brand, High Soy, has been a part of the land for nearly 50 years. So no one knows the territory better. So grow proud and pass it on. Talk to your local crop specialist at M&M Service Company, powered by Green Plan Solutions. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
At Carlinville Truck Equipment, they think being considerate and courteous comes with the territory. Courtesy isn't merely being polite. It means honest friendship, honest prices, and honest dealing. When they put their name behind the product or service they provide for you, they do it with pride, not just in the product or service, but in having you as a customer. For your truck or trailer repair needs, call today at 217-854-6706 or visit them online at ctemi.com. Carlinville Truck Equipment, they deliver what others promise.
Coming up on 6:21, partly cloudy skies today, a slight chance of an afternoon shower, high temperatures in the low 80s and light north winds. Tonight, a slight chance of a shower early, then clearing, low temperatures in the low 60s. For tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, the high in the low 80s. And your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy and warmer, low temperatures in the low 70s, highs in the low 90s. Right now at the Weather Center, light west winds, the barometric pressure is steady, our temperature 66 degrees. Time now for part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you on this Tuesday morning by Quality Engine Machine Shop of Litchfield, by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, by the CHS Service Center of Louder, by Monsanto's Southern Illinois team, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro.
Hello, this is Jan Thiessen from Quality Engine Machine Shop, Litchfield, Illinois. I'm here to let you know about the services we offer here at our facility. Complete engine block service, cast iron and aluminum heads, crack detection, crankshaft grinding, connecting rods, flywheels, engine disassembly and assembly. With 35 years of engine rebuilding experience, let me put my knowledge to work for you. You may also take your work to any of your local McKay-Napa auto parts stores and have it brought to us at no extra charge to you. Call me at 217-851-2208.
America's farmers feed the world. That's why your CHS Service Center in Louder provides producers with market access and insights for their success. They stay on top of the market, and they're able to take your grain when you need to move it and at a good price. Their high-speed facility in Louder can get you unloaded fast. See CHS in Louder for all your marketing needs. Talk with Andrew Paluska or Jenny Gibbs for current prices.
Now with part two of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday morning, once again we join WSMI's Angela Besh.
Thank you, Randy. The House Farm Bill vote this week could be a real nail-biter, according to one farm lobbyist. Chandler Gould with the Democratic-leaning National Farmers Union says the final House Farm Bill vote, expected Thursday, will be very, very close, and passage will hinge largely on how Republicans make the amendment process, especially on food stamp cuts.
They think they can bring on additional Democrats just by making sure they have the opportunity to vote to restore it. So to me, that means that it didn't have to pass, but that these members can go back to the districts and say, look, we had the opportunity, we voted, we didn't have the votes, but you can see that I still support SNAP.
And he also voted to get the bill to conference with the Senate, where reductions in House SNAP cuts are more likely. Gould says Republicans appeared to be some 10 votes short as of last week, but close enough to bring the farm bill to the floor.
I think this could be a nail-biter. I think it may pass in a single-digit margin, maybe 10 votes. I mean, this is not going to be a landslide vote, in my opinion.
The magic number for passage is 218 votes, with the final House vote set for early Thursday afternoon. After action, Gould expected on some 60 or 70 amendments.
I definitely think there will be the Goodlatte-Scott dairy amendment to strip stabilization. I think there will be something to change the target price program in the commodity title. There will most likely be something for payment limits, whether for the entire bill or just some type of crop insurance. Conservation compliance, which could easily be another good amendment.
But Gould says riders to limit or means test crop insurance is a sure bet. Gould says if passed, he expects the farm bill to be fairly close to what the Ag Committee passed. House-Senate negotiations could start the end of the month or in early July, but Gould says the four principals on the bill would start meeting right away. In other news, the Pork Checkoff is taking a different look at foreign animal disease and the ability for producers to remain in business. Pork Checkoff Director of Swine Health Programs, Dr. Patrick Webb, says efforts are now focused on a new strategy.
Back in the day when I started emergency planning in 2001 for the State Department of Ag, all we were going to do was stop movements. Fast forward about 11, 13 years now, and we're really looking at, actually, what can we do to help producers maintain business continuity during an outbreak? If we have FMD, there's going to be things called control areas, and there's going to be quarantines on people and stop movements, which, you know, for affected farms is a necessary disease control measure. But what about the rest of the producers out there? How can we help them maintain business continuity during an outbreak? And that's what the Secure Pork Supply Plan is all about, the ability for those farms that are not affected to demonstrate that they're okay so they can continue to do business.
Webb says with this program, producers should be able to take precautionary measures and stay in business in the event of an incident. This has been part two of your Morning Farm Show. Thank you for tuning in.